Mesachet Gittin Perik Dalet Mishneches Hamayti is Isto Mishum Islandes Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yachzer V'Chachamim Omerim Yachzer. Somebody who divorced his wife because he thought she was an islandess. An islandess is a woman who is incapable of having children. Rabbi Yehuda said that once he divorces her, the Rabbanan do not allow you to remarry her. The reason for this is that the Rabbanan were afraid that she would go ahead and get remarried to somebody else, and she would end up having children, as it would turn out she was not really an islandess. And then the first husband would claim that the get is batal, as he would say that had he known that she was not an islandess and she was actually capable of having children, he would not have divorced her. So therefore, the Rabbanan tell him that once you divorce her, you cannot remarry her. And if he goes ahead and divorces her anyway, even though he knows he can never take her back, it must be that he does not like her, and he wants to divorce her in any case. So even if it turns out that she is not an islandess, he can never make a claim that the get is bottled. While the Chachamim hold that he could take her back if he divorced her because he thought she was an islandess, the Gemara explained that the Chachamim of this mission is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that you need a Tanai couple. Anytime somebody makes a Tanai in a get, he has to speak out both sides of the Tanai. And in this case, he would have to speak out that if you are an islandess, then I want the get to be chal. And if you are not an islandess, then I want the get to be bottled. And here, he only spoke out one side of the Tanai. He only said that if you are an islandess, then the get should be chal. But he did not speak out the other side, that if she is not an islandess, then the get should be bottled. So since he did not speak out both sides of the Tanai, even if it turns out that she is not an islandess, he cannot make any claims on this get, as since he didn't speak out the Tanai, the get is chal in any case. Nisei la'achar, v'hayu la'banim himenu, v'hito vask suvasa. Somebody who divorced his wife because he thought she was an islandess, and she went ahead and got remarried to somebody else, and it turned out that she was not an islandess, and she had children from her second husband. And now she is claiming her ksuba from her first husband. And the first husband divorced her and did not give her a ksuba since he thought she was an islandess. And somebody who divorces his wife because he thinks she is an islandess, she does not get a ksuba. And now that it turned out she is not an islandess, so now she wants a ksuba from her first husband. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amrim Laish, Tikuseh Yafaleich, Meidiburich. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Chachamim tell her, you're better off being quiet than speaking, you're better off not claiming your ksuba. Because now if you claim your ksuba, the first husband could claim that had I known that I would have to give her a ksuba, I would not have given her a get. And therefore he will claim that the get is batal, and it will turn out that her children from her second husband are mamzerim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, better off not claiming your ksuba and keeping quiet. Mesachet Gittin Perik Dalet Mishnah Tes. Hamayisra is atmo ves banav lagoy. Ein paiden oisa. Avol paiden et abanim la'achar mitzah sabim. Somebody who sells himself and his children to a guy, we do not redeem him. This is referring to a person that has already sold himself three times to a guy, and since he keeps on selling himself to a guy, we do not have to redeem him anymore. Avol paiden et abanim la'achar mitzah sabim. But we do redeem the children after the death of their father. Hamoicher sadeo la'goy, v'chadar u'lacha mimenu. Somebody who sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, and then another Yisrael goes ahead and buys the fruit from that field that was sold to a guy. Halokeach mevi mimenu bikurim, mipnei tikkun olam. The person who buys the fruit would have to bring bikurim from the first fruit that he buys from the guy because of a tikkun olam. Now really, me'ikar adin, he has to bring bikurim from the fruit that he bought from the guy. And since we hold ein kinyan la'akum Eretz Yisrael la'skiyam mimenu, Meisers, meaning that when a guy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, we consider that field as still being chayev in Meisers, and it too would also be chayev in Bikurim from the first fruit. So therefore, somebody who buys the fruit would have to bring Bikurim. But the Chachamim made a takana that a person who buys fruit from that field would not bring Bikurim. Now the reason for that takana was that since the Goyim knew that Eretz Yisrael is very chavav to the Jewish people, and therefore they would want very much to buy the field back from the Akum, so therefore the Akum made a very high price for the field that they bought, and it was very difficult to buy the field back from them. So therefore, the Chachamim said that a person who buys fruit from that field would not bring Bikurim from that field, so people would think that the field no longer had Kedusha in the hands of the guy, and therefore people would not be running after the guy to try to buy the field from him, so the guy lowered their prices. But then, when the Chachamim saw that after they were mitaking, that people who buy fruit from that field did not bring Bikurim, that people thought the field no longer had Kedusha, nobody wanted to buy the field at all from the guy anymore. So the Chachamim did not want that. They didn't want the field should remain in the hands of the guy. So therefore, they went back to the original din that a person who buys fruit from the field of the Akum would have to bring Bikurim. So therefore, people will know that the field still has Kedusha, and they will want to buy the field back from the guy.